بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new book, Kitab al-Ilm, the book of knowledge. So the first chapter under this book is Babu Fadl al-Ilm, the chapter on the virtue of knowledge. So what is knowledge? Knowledge refers to Islamic knowledge. And when we refer to ilm, we are referring to Islamic knowledge, namely knowledge of the Quran Sharif, knowledge of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowledge of fiqh, and all those branches of knowledge which assist in understanding these three sources of knowledge. So whatever helps us understanding Quran, whatever helps us understanding Sunnah, whatever helps us understanding the fiqh, all that now will be termed as knowledge. And true knowledge is knowledge that takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't take us further away from Allah ta'ala, but takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to understand what this means, that any type of knowledge that is linked to Quran Sharif, first, number one. So if a person is learning alif, ba, ta, sa, this is taking him closer to Quran Sharif because he's learning how to read Quran. He's learning the rules of tajweed. He may be learning some small surahs. Small surahs he's learning. Or even the translation of the surahs. Or sometimes he's listening to the tafsir of the surahs. So what now? This is helping him closer to Quran Sharif. So all these things that are linked to Quran Sharif, sometimes a person specializes. Now he goes into a field where he's learning how to read the different modes of sirat. It's also linked to Quran Sharif. Sometimes a person is having a simple tafsir class, for example, in the masjid. That is also linked to Quran Sharif. Those children that are learning in the maktab, also linked to Quran Sharif. So anything that is linked to Quran Sharif learning in itself, and those things that are linked to Quran Sharif. The second is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever is teaching us the Sunnah, the basic Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person may be learning simple du'as, but these du'as are all from the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is all part of Sunnah. A person is learning the Sunnah of Salah, he's learning the Sunnah of Wudu, he's learning the Sunnah of the various different actions, all that is linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third is fiqh. Anything that is related to Islamic jurisprudence, he's learning the simple masail of salah, he's learning the masail of wuzu, he's learning the masail of zakat. All this is linked to fiqh. And now we can go at a higher level also. A person is learning the usools of Quran Sharif, the usools of fiqh. Now he's learning all the rules relating to the different laws. All is still linked to these three things, Quran, Sunnah and fiqh. This is what we refer to as ilm. Sometimes a person thinks, if I go to university and I learn all the wrong things, for example, Darwin's theory of evolution, and all the other wrong things that takes me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also knowledge. That is not knowledge. That is actually deception. He refers to it as that is brainwashing or mind washing. In other words, it distorts a person's thinking when he learns all the wrong things. So that won't fall under ilm. Ilm is whatever takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll find that Ahlullah, the people of the Sawuf, they teach from a different angle. What angle they teach? They teach about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different aspects that are linked to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the different aspects of refinement. In other words, internally also how a person can bring Quran internally, how we can bring the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam internally, and how we can bring fiqh internally. So one is external and one is internal. All these things go to do with ilm. Moving on the virtues of ilm, many, many virtues of ilm. The idea is to become a perfect human being. A person won't become a perfect human being until both his external and his internal is correct. So in Surah Taha, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Allah Ta'ala say, O my sustainer, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in knowledge. Knowledge is something that we keep asking Allah Ta'ala to increase us. One is having the knowledge and thereafter having the correct understanding of the knowledge and thereafter practicing upon the ilm that Allah Ta'ala has given us. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. In Surah Zumar, Allah Ta'ala says that, say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are those who have knowledge equal to those who have no knowledge? Ask the question, do those that have knowledge, are they equal to those that have no knowledge? Obviously they cannot be equal. وقال تعالى يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. In Surah Mujadala, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe amongst you And those who have been given knowledge, those that got ilm, Allah Ta'ala will raise their ranks. So learning ilm is not a small thing, it's a very, very big thing. And sometimes we think that it's very sophisticated, that we learn big, big laws. It's got nothing to do with big, big laws. Simple, simple things a person learns, how to improve his tajweed of Surah Fatiha, how to correct his namaz, how to correct his wuzu, how to correct, for example, the way he gives and discharges his zakat, his relationship with his family, his staff. All these things are all part of ilm. Simple things a person learns, but it takes him very, very far. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى in Surah Fatir, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah Ta'ala says, from amongst his servants, it is only those who have knowledge that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those have true knowledge, they are the ones that will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll continue from here tomorrow, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making an effort every day to try and learn something new, to increase our knowledge on a daily basis. If a person is learning all the time, there's great hope that even if he passes away not being an alim, doesn't formally qualify as an alim, but every day he's trying to learn something new, not from the internet or from the YouTube, but from the original sources of deen, from a good kitab he's learning, from a good kitab on sunnah, from a good kitab on tasawwuf, from a good kitab that has all the masail, etc. He sits and he learns and he makes it a point. For example, person takes the Baheshti Zewar and learning the different masail from there, or he's learning the basic masail from Talim ul-Haq, and now he's learning, every day he's learning something. If this person passes away in this condition, Allah Ta'ala will raise him amongst the top ulama on the day of Qiyamah. Why? He just started learning. And from we learn that when a person starts learning and he makes it his point to learn, then Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel in the grave to complete this learning for this person. How lucky he is. He started late in his life, he couldn't complete his learning, Allah Pak appoints an angel. If you teach this man in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah he'll be risen up as a top alim, as a top hafiz, as a top qari. Why? Even in his late part of his life, he didn't stop learning. Let me learn something every day. So this is something that we must do. But as I mentioned, from the original sources of deen, nowadays you find many people are getting misled. They're going onto the YouTube and they're listening to anybody that's here on the YouTube. You must stay very, very far from these type of scholars that are appearing on television, appearing on videos, etc. This is very far from our teaching of deen. We take it from the authentic sources, then we'll get the true ruhaniyat, the true nuraniyat, and we'll learn the correct ilm. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.